There's a disturbing report about an imprisoned pastor in Azerbaijan. Has Cyclone Sitter affected a children's ministry in Bangladesh? And Christian Resources International needs you to help at Christmas. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Imprisoned Baptist pastor Zaur Baldayev has been transferred to a prison colony in Azerbaijan. According to witnesses, after having lost his appeal on false charges, he's serving a 2-year prison sentence and looking into another appeal. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffiths says the latest report they've heard is that the conditions endured at the prison are terrible and are especially hard on the frail pastor.
Officials at this prison where he's being held are demanding what they're calling a high level of payments and what it seems to be basically as bribes, and they're demanding these bribes before Pastor Baldayev is getting food or being allowed to meet with his family.
Pray that God would sustain him during this trial. Pray that God will also protect the persecuted congregation.
We're asking people to lift this situation up in prayer, that the Lord would intervene and not only cause the situation in the prison to stop, but also that his appeal to the Azerbaijan Supreme Court would ultimately be successful and this 2-year prison sentence would be overturned.
Next, Christians attending Purpose Driven Ministries Global Summit on AIDS in the Church are committing to do more to help and fight. A delegation from the former Soviet Union is making that commitment as well. Russian Ministries hosted the delegation. Sergei Rakhuba says Ukraine and Russia HIV infections are staggering. He says the church hasn't known how to respond.
There's lots of stigma, lack of information, lack of training, and so on. So the church leaders, they realize that have to be involved. But how? That's why they came to settle back to Lur.
Rakhuba says after attending seminars and workshops, these leaders now understand.
This is an opportunity for us to go out in the world and minister, to show the compassion of Christ, to show them love, but at the same time to use it for, as evangelism opportunity, in terms of prevention.
Pray that they'll start mobilizing their congregations to action. You're listening to Mission Network News. Since Cyclone Sitter hit Bangladesh more than 2 weeks ago, organizations like Open Doors continue to help survivors. Health issues are on the top of their agendas, and Open Doors is staying in contact with local partners to get help to believers there. Some of them are Muslim background believers who attended the Converts Gathering Open Doors sponsors every year. Relief efforts continue to be slow. Pray that workers won't tire in their work and not hesitate to share the gospel. Meanwhile, Compassion International workers continue to work tirelessly to assess the situation and provide relief after Cyclone Sitter. Compassion has 9,000 children and 14 projects affected by the cyclone. With 60-70% of the homes in the area destroyed, it's quite possible at least some children are affected, though none have been reported yet. If not now, though, eventually they will be, since only 5% of the rice crop survived. Pray that many are led to Christ. And as the year's end approaches, Christian Resources International's Fred Palmerton says there are a lot of believers anxiously awaiting a shipment of Bibles, devotionals, and children's materials.
It just touches my heart so much for those people that can't get the Word of God, and they're over there someplace overseas, and they're waiting, and they're wondering, did CRI get the money to ship my books?
CRI works through the community of Christians in North America. They take donated used materials and send them to missionaries and national pastors overseas, equipping them for their ministries. But they're being held back by the lack of funds.
The greatest need right now with the end of the year coming up is shipping funds for all of those books stacked up in our library. We've got containers waiting to go to India, Ghana, Sri Lanka, Liberia, South Africa.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You have clean, safe drinking water, but 1 billion people around the world don't. This Christmas, International Aid wants to give you a water bottle gift bag. It's a great reminder of the physical need for clean water linked to the spiritual need for living water. Get your free water bottle gift bag at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.